This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
4 years ago, 12-year-old Claire Hamilton's world was turned upside down. In that instant, everything changed for Claire and her little brother. They lost their mother to cancer and moved from Goodwood to Halliburton. Their grandmother, Maria Kazar, assumed the role of their guardian. It's been a rough road, but thanks to Youth Unlimited, there's a support system in place for the family. The organization celebrated the opening of the Bridge recently, a place where youth are welcomed and championed. Claire says it's all about belonging.
It helps me connect with others because in the school I find it difficult to make friends because I'm not from Halliburton and I moved schools. It was hard during that, and this helped me, youth group. Yeah. Youth Unlimited is an amazing place to connect with others, and it's really enjoyable to go to, especially the gym nights. We also talk about God a lot, which also helps.
The Bridge, Youth Unlimited's new home, was the dream of its co-directors, the husband and wife team of Leanne and Kyle Young, who both bring years of helping youth find direction and support to the Halliburton organization. A faith-based group, Youth Unlimited operated out of various local churches, but didn't have a physical space for the past few years. Leanne says every young person is welcome, whether simply as a place to come after school to do homework or to get involved in activities like games, cooking classes, various sports, or simply for a listening ear.
Kids just need any opportunity to build into teenagers' lives or preteens to make them feel confident in who they are. It's always huge, and as we know, since COVID, mental health has been a huge topic of concern, and they say studies have shown that the onset of anxiety is 11 years old. And when I heard that statistic, I just was like, nope, not in our town. Like, we need to provide opportunities for preteens even to have a place where they feel like they belong, that they are accepted for who they are. We're hoping that this will be a space where they know that they're cared for by adults, but also respect is a huge part of the culture that we are going to establish here, and that we're going to treat all people with respect, and we're building each other up. We're not tearing each other down.
For Maria, raising Claire and James, Youth Unlimited offers the kind of support she needs, a safe place where she knows the kids can be with friends while she has some personal time. She says she feels comfort knowing her grandchildren are being cared for by others within her community.
It is lovely, and of course Leanne and her husband Kyle, they are the most wonderful people you can meet. It just gives me the support that they can belong somewhere also, not just to, how you call it, to the school and other activities what around, because to me God is important still.
The Bridge is equipped with a large kitchen for cooking classes, a video games room, art spaces, and hangout spaces to do homework or just be together with friends. 13-year-old Jordan Braun says the Bridge is an important place because it offers friendship and a safe space for kids.
Well, I have been involved since, I guess, I was in GDH, so since grade 4, so I don't know how many years that's been, 4 years, I guess. But this place actually means a lot to me because I'm always able to come here and talk with anyone if I need to talk, and consider, like, outside of school and dance and everything. It's good. I like it.
Youth Unlimited's offerings include after-school programs, drop-in sessions, and gym nights for both elementary and high school students. To register for programs, visit the Halliburton Youth Unlimited website.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.